mighty challenge.
Let's go to one of those tea starting people. Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
How's your week? How's your last couple of weeks been, Tommy, since we last had a chat?
Pretty good.
Yeah? How's Freo doing?
Good. We beat the Eagles today by 70 points.
70?
Yeah.
Woof. Okay. Now, where's, I must say, I know I sound terribly ignorant. I'm not really up to date with what's happening on the AFL scoreboard. So where's Freo now?
First.
Okay. Have you been first all year?
Yeah, most of you have.
Did you dip slightly at some point, or did I imagine that?
I think we did. Oh, no, we were like trying to beat Sydney and then we got ahead of them.
Yeah, okay. So are you starting to get excited for September, Tommy?
Yeah, me and Mum have tickets, like flights and accommodations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if they don't get in, we're still going to go to the grand final.
Oh, what? Now, is that going to be in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, won't Freo get to play at home, though, if they are in the finals?
No, it's Melbourne every year.
But the semis and stuff. Okay, but you're going to the grand final. Have you ever been before?
No, not to one in Melbourne. I've been to one in Perth. They had a special one in Perth because of COVID.
That's going to be pretty darn exciting, isn't it, Tommy?
Yeah.
Imagine if you could go and you could see Freo win. That would be amazing in the life of a 12-year-old boy. You'd never forget that.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Tommy, would you like That Was the Week That Was, What a Woman, Sequels and Prequels, Geography or Relax?
I'm trying to decide between That Was the Week That Was and Geography. I'll go for Geography.
Okay, let's do that for you, Tommy. Question one. Located halfway between Norway and Iceland, the self-governing Faroe Islands is an autonomous territory of which country?
Oh, between Iceland and Norway. I'm just going to go with a random one, Scandinavia.
It's not Scandinavia, no, Tommy. Well, it's sort of Scandinavia, but Scandinavia is not the answer. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll talk to you again soon, Tommy. There is Tommy. Let's go from Tommy to Tony.
Hey. Oh, hello. Nice to have you back.
Oh, and here we are. I was going to say we've landed in your favourite category, but then I thought, no, we're not actually, and That Was the Week That Was.
Well, just a segue, did you enjoy Vanuatu?
Yes. Yes, people were very friendly. The scenery was beautiful. A few hiccups. I mentioned before, my husband lost his wedding ring in the sea.
Oh.
We had two cancelled flights. We got stuck on an island. We missed a yacht trip we'd paid for. So I've been filing travel insurance claims because it happened twice.
Good and bad. Did you have some guava?
I didn't have any guava.
We had a honeymoon in Vanuatu, and we had a turbulent experience as well.
What happened?
On on the second day of our honeymoon, we were hit by a Force 3 cyclone. We were in a little bungalow, and they said, "You'll be right. You'll be okay. You can withstand 120k winds." And my wife and I were huddling together in our bed. We couldn't sleep all night.
Oh no! Did it actually do damage around you?
No, we were very lucky. The little bungalow, because we were on those little burrows or burrows or on the edge of the water.
Burrows or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and literally it was shaking all night.
Oh, my. Well, high winds, Tony, were the reason that we didn't get one of our flights. So the flight came in from Port Vila to where we were on Tanner Island, it circled, and then it didn't even bother trying to land because the winds were so high, and we watched it just fly away. Then a smaller plane, which like a 9-seater, It came in and tried to land, and the people in it said that literally they were landing sideways. That plane aborted that landing, flew around, came in from a different direction and did land, but the people who got off that plane, they were all white. They were
No. Well, glad you didn't get on a plane then.
It would have been scary, I tell you. But we left our luggage there. Well, we went because we didn't know if they were going to come back. So we left our luggage at the airport. We went back to the resort for lunch. It was 5 minutes up the road. And then later, when we knew the flight was cancelled, my husband went back to the airport. There was no one there. They just locked the luggage up and just left it. But they didn't lock the airport. So my husband's just wandering around on the tarmac. Yes. It's very funny. Anyway.
No, it sounds like a scene from Fawlty Towers.
Yeah, some of it was. Now, Tony, shall we crack on?
Let's crack on. Let's get into it. I'm ready.
Located halfway between Norway and Iceland, the self-governing Faroe Islands is an autonomous territory of which country?
Well, I think I watched a full Forest Correspondent program on Faroe Islands with their wives and... The Filipino wife, the brides who go over there because they don't have any women. And I think it's part of Denmark, is it? Denmark?
Is that your answer, Denmark. Tony?
It is. Lock that in.
It is correct. Well done. Well done. All of you got Denmark. You know who you are. Good work, people. Tony, do you want to go to That Was the Week That Was?
I think I will. And when Greta was in, I got my equal top score, 6, when you were away. So I'm going to try and do that again.
Well
I'll
done.
I'll try and get 7.
Okay.
Let's go do it.
Go
Thank
on.
You.
Question 2, which city is hosting the 2026 Commonwealth Games?
That'd be Glasgow.
It would be Glasgow, Tony.
Let's go. Keep going.
Question 3. What is the name of Barnaby Joyce's dog?
Oh, I heard him screaming. Stella.
Stella is correct.
Yes.
Well
yes.
done, Tony.
I heard that.
Question 4. Once you get into That Was the Week That Was, Tony, you really ripped through them. Question 4. Which chief mouser to the Cabinet Office welcomed his 7th British Prime Minister this week?
That would be Andy Burnham.
No. Andy Burnham is not the mouser.
Oh, mouser. Oh, my God. Is it Mickey Mouse then? Thank you, Runa. Suzanne. I'll talk to you another night.
Okay. You'll get your PB another time, Tony. Not a problem. Okay.
Thank you. See you later.
1-300-800-222. Rachel in Canberra. Good evening to you, Rachel.
Oh, good evening, Suzanne. I'm feeling for you for your holiday, but you're going to remember that for the rest of your life.
Exactly. I mean, it's always a story. That's what I always think. When things happen, it's always a good story.
Yeah. Breeze through that paperwork.
Actually, the insurance company were very fast. I filled out one of the forms yesterday and they got back to me today and said they're giving me $500. So, you know, I've never seen an insurance company work so fast. Right.
Is it worth it? Yeah.
Question 4. Which chief mouser to the Cabinet Office welcomed his 7th British Prime Minister this week?
That would be Larry the Cat.
Larry the Cat is correct. He's had an eventful few years, hasn't he, Rachel?
It really has. You won't know which way's up.
Well, who's the boss? Yeah. Right. Well, Rachel, would you like to stay in That Was the Week That Was? You could also try What a Woman, Sequels and Prequels, Geography, or Relax.
It's funny. When Tommy was on, I thought, he's not going to choose something that I know, but he chose both of the things I knew. So we'll stay with The Week That Was.
Very well. We have question 5. Who emerged from the TARDIS at the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games?
That would be Prince Charles.
Well, he's not called that anymore, is he, Rachel?
Sorry, I beg your pardon. King Charles.
Did he have someone else with him?
With Queen Camilla.
Yes. Yes, Rachel, that is correct. Question 6. awarded this year to Yu Deng, John Pardon, Jacob Zimmerman and Hong Wang. The Fields Medal is a prestigious award in which field?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of that question.
Awarded this year to Yu Deng, John Pardon, Jacob Zimmerman and Hong Wang, the Fields Medal is a prestigious award in which field?
I must have missed that one.
Do you want to have a guess?
Was it the maths prize?
Yes, it is a maths prize.
Yes, thank you.
You pulled it out of somewhere, Rachel.
I didn't hear the news, but I knew of the prize. Yep.
Not the kind of prize I'd ever win, that's for sure.
No, neither.
Rachel, you can have What a Woman, sequels and prequels, geography, or relax.
What a Woman.
Excellent. Question 7. Julia Roberts received her second Oscar nomination for which movie?
No, I missed that one too. Sorry.
Rachel, thank you very much. Rachel may engage in a little bit of kicking herself when she hears it. Sam in Harvey. How are you doing, Sam?
Good morning. Suzanne, is it?
It is. It is, Sam. How are you going there in Harvey?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah.
Now, we're on question 7. And we want to know, Julia Roberts received her second Oscar nomination for which movie?
Would it be Pretty Woman?
Sam, it would be Pretty Woman. Very well done indeed.
Uh-huh. I finally got one right for a change.
Do you want some applause?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go on. It's been a hard-earned one, Sam. Here you go. All right, shall we see if we can make it to Sam? Would you like to stay in What a Woman? There's also sequels and prequels, geography or relax?
I'll try geography, thanks.
Geography, okay. Question 8. In which South American country have mountain lions been observed eating penguins in the wild?
Probably wrong. I'll say Chile.
Ah, it's not Chile, Sam.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good to talk to you, Sam.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Jane from Mount Gambier says, I honeymooned in Vanuatu in 1994. We experienced 7 earthquakes. A fellow died on a snorkeling trip that we were on. My husband broke his toe. We both caught colds and we sank a pedal boat that we hired. I wrote the story of The Honeymoon from Hell and I entered it into a travel writing competition. Oh, dear Jane. Actually, there were a few moments, particularly when the winds were very high. My husband and I were like, we could be in a White Lotus series, you know. Imagine the tension as everyone's stranded in the posh hotel for a week and they can't get out because of the high winds. Right. Who have we got next? Let's talk to Grant in Waterloo. Hey, Grant. Grant, are you there? No response from Grant. We will check in on Grant and see if we can go back. Tristan.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Tristan. Do you... Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I've got a cheeky little cat here that... Yeah, because we've been so cold and I was wanting to put the heater on, but he puts the child lock on the heater.
The cat did?
Yeah.
Really? How did the cat do that?
I don't know.
And you've got a very special cat there, Tristan, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tristan, in which South American country have mountain lions been observed eating penguins in the wild and it is not Chile?
Vancouver.
It's not Vancouver. I'm sorry, Tristan. Thank you very much for playing. Annette in Perth has the correct answer. So does Maria, Susan in Hobart, Adrian in Bella Vista, Jess in Warrnambool. Yeah, you've all got it. Nicely done. We do have a line come through, 1300 800 222. We will give Grant another go.
Yes, sorry about that, Suzanne. Oh. How are you?
That's all right. These things happen, Grant.
Oh, indeed. So, yes. Now, I think maybe the answer possibly might be Peru.
It is not Peru, Grant.
All the best.
Okay. All right.
Cheers.
Thanks, Grant. We'll talk to you next time. John in Ashfield. Greetings to you, John.
Oh, how are you, Suzanne? Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you, John.
It really makes me Saturday mornings. I get our little get together every week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, weekly date. Great. I'm sorry, I missed a couple.
Oh, we had a bit of a holiday, and I hope you enjoyed it anyway.
Now, can you have a go for me, John, as to which South American country? In which South American country mountain lions have been observed eating penguins in the wild?
Well, there's quite a few South American countries. I'll try Argentina.
Argentina is the correct answer, John. Well done.
Finally got off me dark.
I know.
It lasted too long.
Were you also having not got one correct? Or not for a while?
Not for a while. Been ringing up and I get the first answer wrong, but I got it finally right tonight. So I'm on the march. My PB is 6, but that was made centuries ago. A long time ago.
Do you feel like this is cause for some applause?
Oh, well, I think so.
Okay, let's do it. Let's celebrate all our achievements.
Yeah, wonderful stuff, Suzanne.
Okay, what do you want to do now, John? We've got geography, we have relax, we have What a Woman, and we have sequels and prequels.
Oh, I'll try What a Woman. Thank you, Suzanne.
What a Woman, indeed. Yep. Question 9. Later covered by Whitney Houston, what was Chaka Khan's debut solo single?
Not sure. No, I might have to pass on that one, Suzanne. Sorry.
Nope, quite all right, John. Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks for sharing your correct answer with us. I feel like we're having some wins tonight, aren't we? Couple of lines free. You can join the parade. Maybe line up for some applause if you feel you deserve it. 1300 800 222. Stuart.
Oh, g'day, Suzanne. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm well, Stuart.
Oh, g'day. Right. Just listening to a book, but now, the field matter was for mathematics, isn't it?
Yes.
It just doesn't add up.
Very good. Very good.
That's pathetic.
Someone had to do it.
Well, I did.
And it was you. Yeah.
So the Faroe Islands would be ideal for a Filipino and a balmy sort of weather, wouldn't it? Terrific, wouldn't it? Come to the balmy Faroes.
Oh, it'd be very, 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 very cold in the Faroes, I'm sure.
Oh, far out. It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
If you like cold weather. Now, Stuart, our question is, later covered by Whitney Houston, what was Chaka Khan's debut solo single?
You're talking over me before I can say something inappropriate, aren't you?
Yes.
But okay, well, good.
You've got me sussed.
Well, actually, you've got me sussed. Well, Whitney Houston, what was her solo album for?
So, later covered by Whitney Houston, what was Chaka Khan's debut solo single?
Was it once he sung The Bodyguard, that song with Kevin Costner?
Oh, sing it for us, Stuart.
I was trying to think of it. Wasn't a bad movie. I could see then. Don't cry for me. No, that's not right. Look, honestly, I'm glad you had a good, a reasonable trip. It still sounds all right. There's a couple of turtles getting married now. Look, honey, look what I found. You beauty.
Well, the funny thing was, I mean, most of the like the little diamonds and sapphires had fallen out of it anyway, so it was kind of it was well past its peak.
Don't say that on the radio because you're going to claim it in insurance.
Oh, well, I'm not even going to bother.
Well, you should, just as well because you just blew it.
Just blew it, didn't I?
That's what he loved.
I mean, can I claim that? I mean, surely him just dropping it in the ocean isn't really. It's not like it's not theft.
What you just said. You should have said it was still intact, perfectly intact. It was beautiful.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to go
sentimental value.
I'm going to give that. Well, you don't know. There's no money for that, unfortunately. Insurance companies are harsh. I'm going to go. What's that song? It's in my head. Is that the right song?
I don't know what song. If you're thinking the Bodyguard song, I think you're barking up the wrong tree, Stuart.
Ta-da, then.
Fare thee well. There is Stuart. Here's Damo in Sheffield. A few people have it. Ed in Perth's got it. So does Jenny in Glenbrook. Sandra in Perth. Tana, Annette in Perth. Maria, Bernadette. Damo in Sheffield.
Hey, how you going there?
Good, Damo. How's it going where you are?
Oh, pretty steady. It's Friday night, Saturday morning. I'm just dead. Goats are all in bed. The dog's on the bed. Budgie's in the bed. It's good.
Because you've got a full menagerie going on there.
It's beautiful down here in Tassie, I tell you.
Okay. And so, Damo, you mentioned goats. How many goats have you got?
Five. At the minute, yeah.
Are they pets or are you keeping them for some kind of agricultural purpose?
A bit of both. I inherited a goat or got given a goat and somehow I end up with five. So, like, I've got three little triplets now. I've got a paper coming out, look, take pictures of my baby triplets.
No, really?
Ridiculous. Yeah, they fell down the bank like a week ago, like, one pair of them, I was in bed, and me, 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, so here I am getting up, and it was great. Like, been doing that. It's what life's like. It's what you can do.
And so in what paper can we expect to see a picture of your goats?
Tasmanian Country, I think. Well, they're coming out Monday to do it. Like, yeah. So it's like a rural paper.
Fantastic.
It's good to see that sort of stuff going on too, like, you know, that's what I said to the lady when she went, can I come and get a picture of your goats? Because I ring up the ABC quiz on a Tuesday night in Tassie down here and we do that. And she heard that and then the vet rang me up and said, hey, mate, you all want to take a picture of your goats? I said, all right, cool. That's 6 degrees of seven bacon, I tell you.
Very, very much so. Do the goats have names?
Well, initially, like the one that fell down the bank, I was going to call him Powerball, like supplementary number or something like that, because he just rolled down the bank. There's a supplementary number. But, I don't know, Huey, Dewey, Louie. I haven't even sexed them yet. I'm so lazy with them that no, you take the course. Like it all run through.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, if you are in Tasmania and you get Tasmanian Country, was it? Keep an eye out for Damo and his goats. Now, we're on question 9. Later covered by Whitney Houston, what was Chaka Khan's debut solo single?
I'm every woman.
It's all one? In me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well done, Damo. Yeah. That is it.
Well, we should be doing karaoke. Good.
You can't stop me from doing karaoke, given half a chance. Right, Damo,
really?
you should call on a Saturday night. We've got sing-along options on Saturday nights in the quiz.
Have we? Oh, no. My world's just opened up now. Like, who needs AI when he can actually talk to real people? Like, this is the thing. Like,
right. Do you want to stay and what a woman, Damo? We've also got sequels and prequels. We've got Relax and we have Geography.
Well, let's go, Tasmanian. Let's go relax.
Let's. I love it. Question 10.
I might not be here long, but I'm
here for a relaxing time, we hope. You're bringing us some Tassie vibes. Which Chinese martial art and relaxation technique is sometimes described as the principles of yin and yang applied to the human body?
Yin and yang applied to the applied to the human body.
A Chinese martial art and relaxation technique.
It's not Feng Shui, because that's all of it. Is it jiu-jitsu?
It's not jiu-jitsu.
Oh, no.
Damo, it was lovely to chat. Lovely to hear about your goats.
Nice yakin.
nice yakin. I think I've heard anyone say that in a while. Lovely to chat with you, Damo. Yeah. Oh, heaps of you have already got it. Well done, Jess from Warrnambool. You were first in with the correct answer on that one. Let's, Trevor from Croydon Park, soon to be a pin-up boy, right, Trevor?
Of what?
Oh, hang on. I'm talking to the wrong Trevor.
Yes.
Sorry.
You were looking for the king and you only got the butler.
No. You're the anyway. king in the south. That's what I'll call you, Trevor. King in the south. Now, our question is, the Chinese... Sorry, did you want to say?
You're not by any chance... employed by the Fiji Tourist Bureau.
Well, I'd be doing a poor job if I was, given that I've been yapping on about Vanuatu.
That's I said, you're not employed by a rival.
Oh, you think I'm talking Vanuatu down?
Well, that's just so what were the positives?
The sea was beautiful. The turtles were gorgeous. The beaches, I mean, there was some incredible snorkeling, actually, some really beautiful snorkeling. Very friendly people. Actually, and if you're into your soccer, they're absolutely mental about their when we flew in, looked out of the window, there were flags from every country in the World Cup strung on trees everywhere. Everyone's got a flag on their truck.
Were they supporting anyone?
They all had a team. Each of them had someone picked. And so, you know, you'd get into one cab and you go, this is a Spain guy, and you'd have a chat with him about Spain. You get into another cab. You could tell by the flag he was an England guy.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was fun.
Did your Everloven find the lost ring?
Say that again?
Did your Everloven find the lost ring?
No, it's gone.
Or was that the $500 you were talking about?
No, that was the travel insurance refund.
Right.
Yeah, for one of the cancelled flights. Oh, I tell you, it's been a lot of paperwork.
Anyhow, I've played for time because I've been thinking. I'm pretty sure you, after a whole lot of ones that I've known, I've landed on the cursed one, but I'll think it's right, but I'll have a stab at Reiki.
Oh, it's not Reiki, no.
Yeah.
Trevor, next time.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay, bye. Ooh, Mario. Hey, Mario.
Hello.
Hello, Mario. We are on question 10. Which Chinese martial art and relaxation technique is sometimes described as the principles of yin and yang applied to the human body?
I'm guessing here, would it be Tai Chi?
Tai Chi is the correct answer. Mario. Okay. Do you want to stay and relax? You could also try geography, what a woman, or sequels and prequels.
I'll go geography, please.
Nice work, Mario. Question 11. Which Australian state hosts the annual Tour Down Under cycling race?
Victoria?
No, it's not Victoria.
Damn.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mario.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Robin says, speaking of, how is the calendar coming along? Robin, it is progressing at a clip. It's actually going to happen. We've got most of our pin-up boys and girls arranged. We're going to be sending photographers out. So we will let you know when it is it's going to be a thing of beauty. It's absolutely going to be wonderful. Greta is doing a lot of hard work on it. She's been talking to people. So just watch this space. Watch this space, absolutely. Actually, here's one of our pin-up boys. Hey, Vando.
Oh, hey, Suzanne, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, Vando.
Oh, that's fantastic, and I'm glad you had a good holiday. But one thing, well, I've just got to unpack a couple of things. You said before you sort of went on holidays, you said, oh, I've got to go where it's warm. Have you heard of putting a jumper on? But then I've got to ask, at Christmas time, you went up to Santa's place. You had to fjord some sort of country to go to Santa's place where it was genuinely cold.
Yeah.
Anyway, so are you a grass is always greener sort of a person?
I can't really explain it. I know my husband's a bit like, you know, he hates the cold. Why did you make me go there? And then he was very upset when we got up to go on the morning we were going. He went, do you realise it's only 25 in Port Vila? It's like only 5 degrees more there than it is here. We needed, and when we had this last minute panic, quick, put in jeans, put in a hoodie. But the sea was beautiful and warm.
Yeah, nice. He's lucky too. Like barracuda are getting around up there, and they are attracted to goldy, flashy things. You know, might get bitten. Anyway, but that didn't happen, so fantastic.
Now, Vando, which Australian state hosts the annual Tour Down Under cycling race?
Oh, does it have wineries in this particular state?
Mm. Which state doesn't have wineries?
I don't know. Maybe, well, I'm pretty probably territory doesn't. North,
and that's not a state.
South Australia.
You are correct, it is South Australia.
Vando.
Well done, Vando. Well
done. I'm just dancing to myself. Right, sorry. Let's go.
Oh, Karen says, how do I get one of these calendars? Karen, they're still a work in progress. We haven't actually created them. Our models have not posed yet. Right, Vando?
No. My people, who is no one, is talking to, well, someone, and there you go.
Yeah, we're working on your wardrobe, you know. getting your appearance fee sorted. Working out your liners and your demands.
Nice. Yeah, I've got to go off to Just Cuts. You know, no. I went there once. What a dreadful haircut. In fact, I haven't had a haircut for years.
Now, Greta's saying you're not allowed to shave. She wants you kind of as you are.
Righto. No worries.
Right. All right. Well, Nightlife, you can all look forward to this. November, I think we should have a finished product for you. But yes, very, very exciting. Vando. Right,
can I have a sarong? Can I have a sarong size magnet tonight, please, Suzanne? Will you send that in?
Okay.
Anyway, come on.
Do you want geography? Do you want relax? Do you want Water Woman or sequels and prequels?
Oh, give me sequels and prequels, please.
Oh, it's about time someone opened that one up. Vando, question 12. The TV series A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is a prequel to which other TV show?
Was it the Dungeons and Dragons ones? What was it? I can't think of it. I only saw bits and pieces of it. Everyone's like, there are people yelling, but I can't hear them. It's not Dungeons and Dragons. What is it? Games of Thrones?
Yes, Game of Thrones. Oh, yes. I will give that one to you, Vando. Do you want to stay in sequels and prequels?
Yes, please. Andrew McGann did 1984 or something, and then the other one, Praise. Is that an answer?
Not even a question. I've written 19, which is clearly wrong. It's clearly question 13.
24.
Really getting ahead of myself there. Question 13. Here We Go Again is the subtitle of which 2018 comedy sequel movie?
Here We Go Again
is the subtitle of which 2018 comedy sequel movie?
Does it have the Ted Danson and John Travolta voicing babies or something? No, I've got nothing, Suzanne. Here We Go Again.
All right, Vando. No. Another time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, I'm sure. I'll speak with you anon.
Fare thee well. Bob in Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
Hi, Suzanne. Double drat.
Oh.
Hoping you'd stick with geography, but.
Okay. Here We Go Again is the subtitle of which 2018 comedy sequel movie?
No, I don't know. I'll say Babe.
Ah, it's not Babe. Nah. I think Vando misled you with talk of pigs. It's not Babe. All right, Bob, thank you. Ah, there's Bob. Let's yarn with Dave in Perth. G'day, Dave.
How's things, Suzanne?
Oh, they're not bad at all, Dave. How's things with you?
Yeah, not too bad. This question.
Here we go again. It's the subtitle of which 2018 comedy sequel movie?
Well, the guy before the other guy gave a little, is it like two men and a baby or something like that?
See, listening to Vando can lead you entirely down the wrong path and not be entirely helpful.
Okay, well, I stand corrected.
Sorry, Dave.
Thanks, Suzanne.
All right, see you, Dave. Look, Annette in Perth has it. Ruby in Melbourne has it. So does Nicole in Flinders Park. Diana's got it. Bernadette's got it. Jess has got it. Looks like it's the ladies with the answers. I wonder if that could be a clue. Hello, Pearl.
Hello, Suzanne. Usually it's TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday. I'm going to say TGYB. Thank God you're back.
Now,
it's my birthday, Suzanne.
It's your birthday. That's what I'm going to focus on because the reason I sound half distracted is I'm looking for the ready happy birthday song and I'm struggling to find it right now. And I don't know if that's because I've put it in all caps and the keyboard's so far away and I'm reaching all the way over there. So, let's uncaps that and see if I can sort this out for you, Pearl, because I want to give you your birthday song.
Oh, wow.
Where is it?
You can sing it.
Really?
you like karaoke. Can sing it.
Oh, there it is. I had some filter on it that was making it not show up. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
How are you celebrating, Pearl?
I've been celebrating since Wednesday lunchtime.
Okay. In any particular way or just?
Just out to lunch and out to dinner and round at family's places and family came round here. And yes, I think I'm just having my last little, whatever you call it, before I go to sleep now.
And will that call an official end to the birthday celebrations?
It will. Yeah. Oh, not really, because in the Isle of Man, it's not the end of my birthday yet, so I still do expect a call or two from my siblings over there.
Excellent. I feel like we had this same discussion last year, Pearl.
I know, and it came around so quick.
It really has.
I know. And are we allowed to talk about the calendar?
Oh, I already did.
I know, but I have been invited to be on the calendar.
You're going to be one of our pin-up girls.
I know, and I rang when I learned this. From Greta, I laughed and I rang my eldest son and I said, oh my God, Wayne, guess what? He said, what, Mum? I said, at the age of 74, your mother's going to be a calendar girl. And he's like, what? Good on you, Mum. So yeah, the whole family's in on it now, yeah.
Oh, well, this should lift the sales, Pearl. We'll have to be getting lots of copies and sending them across the world.
Well, that's what my son said. Mum, do they know they've got to give you 9 copies?
Well, the idea is, of course, you, Pearl, you'll definitely get a free one. But the idea is that we will recover the costs that we spend and then we will give money to charity.
Yeah, so, I was going to ask that. Yeah.
Well, don't worry. No one's making any kind of profit out of this.
No. I didn't think so. But, yeah, I thought hopefully it would go to charity. Yeah.
Okay, Pearl. Hopefully you can have a go at this. Question 13, Here We Go Again is the subtitle of which 2018 comedy sequel movie?
Well, as you know, I don't watch movies, so I don't know the answer, but thanks for chatting, Suzanne.
Well, as it's your birthday, I'm going to give you a small clue.
Okay.
If you were to sing, Here We Go Again.
Here We Go Again.
What might have you have said before that?
Mamma Mia.
Yes. Everyone, don't mind. I gave Pearl a clue. It's her birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, I'll only give you one, but there it is.
Okay.
There's your birthday clue.
Well, how can I resist you after that?
Oh, that's so sweet. Do you want sequels and prequels, What a Woman, Relax, or Geography?
Well, I think I'll have Water Woman, thank you.
I think that's incredibly apt. Question 14. Which 2012 gothic horror movie starring Daniel Radcliffe as lawyer Arthur Kipps? So starred Radcliffe as a lawyer Arthur Kipps.
No, I know Daniel Radcliffe was Harry Potter, but no, again, I don't watch movies, so I don't know. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much, Pearl. Here's Sammy in Barara Heights.
Oh, Suzanne, how was your little?
Well, Sammy, I've been through a lot of it by now.
Oh,
have you only just tuned in?
Yes, I have actually.
No, I've done almost the full gamut, and I don't want to start repeating myself. So you might have to just listen back to the quiz, and you'll hear all the exciting moments. You know,
I think I know. Is it like? Did you say? What's his name from Harry Potter? That I don't think of him as being in Harry Potter.
Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah, I think of him in, because I watched this movie called The December Boys.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually set in Australia and it was just the most brilliant film. And when I was watching Wang, and just so I disassociated myself from the Harry Potter thing. So
it's a gothic horror movie from 2012. Daniel Radcliffe was lawyer Arthur Kipps.
A movie, I don't know. Arthur, King Arthur. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I do know. No, I'm wrong. No.
Bye, Sammy. I think this is going to end.
Why?
Because I don't think you know the answer.
No, I don't actually.
Okay. Well, and we'll live to, you know, spar another day, Sammy.
I know. I want to get at least three right.
Okay. One day. Not tonight.
No.
Bye, Sammy. Eric in Melbourne.
Hello, Suzanne. Oh, Scandinavia's a region, not a country. Now, this one, I'm not sure, but is it Van Helsing?
No, it's not Van Helsing.
Oh, thanks anyway.
All right. Sorry about that, Eric. Let's talk to Andy in Batemans Bay.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, it sounds like even on the islands it's cold this time of year.
Yeah. The sea was beautiful and warm, but, yeah, we did need the jumpers.
Yeah, same here. There's people don't want to go for a swim but don't realise it's a bit warmer in the here in the bay. We've got a seal that's pulled up on our beach and not sure what they do when they pull up on the beach, but hopefully it's, people don't hassle it too much.
Right. How long's it been there?
A couple of days so far. I was just going to go tomorrow morning and try to keep the dogs away from it.
Yeah. And so everyone knows about it by now, I assume. Are people kind of going down to look at it?
Sort of. Since they see me, they seem to give it a bit more space. Don't realise that, they can pass probably pathogens from their dogs and vice versa.
Oh, is the seal okay? I mean, I'm just, now that you've talked about pathogens, I just suddenly thought about bird flu because a lot of seals and sea lions have been hit by it.
Yeah, well, there's some pretty horrible diseases that dogs spread, and when they get into packs, they're fairly scary. And, anyway, there was one around the corner, as I mentioned to a few of the people there that passed away, and it was pretty spooky to see the skeleton. It was almost like a human.
Now, we better,
Not sure around anything that werewolf in London, but.
Okay, we're in the category of Water Woman, and the question is, which 2012 gothic horror movie starred Daniel Radcliffe as lawyer Arthur Kipps?
No, Water Woman, no. I'm sort of right back at Pretty Woman, and it's a great song at karaoke.
Thanks very much, Andy.
Right.
Okay, bye. Ah, look, it's like a roll call of some of our calendar boys and girls tonight. Hello, Joanna.
I deserve. I was a bit of a shock. I'm still getting over the shock.
Well, we're very glad you've agreed to be part of it. It's going to be great fun. Now, question 14. Which 2012 gothic horror movie starred Daniel Radcliffe as lawyer Arthur Kipps? We're in the category of Water Woman.
Yeah, I did see this. The Woman in Black.
The Woman in Black is correct, Joanna. Okay. What would you like to do? More Water Woman. We've got sequels and prequels, geography and relax.
I'll try the Water Woman. Thanks, Suzanne.
Question 15. Let's Go Girls is the opening line of which Shania Twain song?
I think it's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Man, I Do Feel Like a Woman. Correct, Joanna. Are you staying in Water Woman? It's working for you. Question 16. Lady Hunstanton, Lady Stutfield and Lady Caroline Pontefract are characters from which Oscar Wilde play?
I should know this. Gosh. I can't think of it. It's the Something Woman. And I can't think of it. No. Will it come to me? Why come? I can't think of it.
Oh, Joanna.
I will kick myself. Yeah, and Something Woman. Oh, dear. it just won't come. I do know it. I just won't come to me.
I know you know it.
Yeah, I do know it, but I've been asleep. So. Anyway, it's good to hear you anyway.
All right, Joanna. And yes, for the person who said, is Joanna on the calendar? Joanna's going to be on the calendar. I know it's going to be a roll call of people that you've been listening to, well, mostly for a long time. A couple of newer additions. Okay, now we've got Paul in Esperance. Paul, you've got something for Pearl.
I've got something for Pearl and also for Tommy and yourself. This is Warpy time for Tommy. Happy birthday, Pearl, and welcome back, Suzanne. And I'm a long way from anywhere.
Oh, I was worried. I was worried.
I'm middle of nowhere, mate. That's where I work.
Okay, all right. We might have a few startled kangaroos or something, but nothing more serious than that.
I'm doing good. I'll get away.
All right. Paul?
Thank you, Dan. Welcome back.
I will pass on my thanks, my own thanks, and then on behalf of Pearl and Tommy. Now, our question is this, question 16.
Oh, no. I just wanted to do that, mate.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Let the others have the joy of winning.
All right, Paul. We will let you go then. Thank you very much for your contribution. Let's yarn with Peter in Ballarat. Evening, Peter.
G'day, Suzanne. Welcome back. Did you parler français?
Only in petit. No, none.
None?
I can only...
The water was good.
I can only parlay and petit perf and not much of it all at all anymore.
Welcome back. It's good to hear your voice and good to hear the audience. Goodness me. Was that guy in a truck?
Yes, he was.
Whoa. That's all I have to say about that.
All right. Now, Peter, let me try this question on you. Our category is What a Woman? And the question is this. Lady Hunstanton, Lady Stutfield and Lady Caroline Pontefract are characters from which Oscar Wilde play?
I phoned a friend, a woman of no importance.
I hope the friend was your own brain, Peter.
Yes, I mess around with music and stuff. We spoke about wedding music.
That's right, we did. Okay, Peter, sequels and prequels, relax or geography?
Relax.
That's a nice choice. 17. Which relaxing type of tea takes its name from the Greek for earth apple?
Ooh. Greek earth apple? No, it's not Chinese. It's out. I'm out, my friend. Over to the next one.
All right.
Move on.
Goodbye, Peter. Very nice to talk to you. Here's Leon in Indigo Shire.
Hello.
Hello, Leon. Can you tell me which relaxing type of tea takes its name from the Greek for earth apple?
I'm thinking that it wouldn't be, but it's green tea.
It's not green tea.
Not green tea, no.
No, we want
happy birthday to you too.
Ah, that's to Pearl in Darwin, Leon.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No. Look, I'll take it, but it's a bit late. But I think Pearl deserves it. Thanks. Thank you for your wishes there, Leon. Oh, my goodness. They're all here. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Suzanne.
You're going to be a model for us too, aren't you?
So I'm told.
You're just doing what you're told, are you?
Oh, yes. Yes. No, Greta rang me the other day, a day or two ago. I've forgotten that.
This is going to be such a stellar calendar, Brian. We are so excited about it.
Oh, I'm glad to help you get excited.
Right, Brian, 17, which relaxing type of tea takes its name from the Greek for earth apple?
Earth apple.
It's not green tea. You need something more specific than that. Just think of a relaxing tea.
Tetley's.
Not a brand of tea, Brian. I will let you have one more shot because I'm nice.
Well, I can't think of a relaxing tea. I'm more a coffee man.
Oh, I see. We've got a fundamental problem with answering the question. Right. Brian. Yes. All right, Brian. I will talk to you another time fairly soon, I am sure. There's Calendar Boy. He might end up being January. You never know. Brian from The Gap. Here's Abe in Bendigo.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Abe. Do you know which relaxing type of tea takes its name from the Greek for earth apple?
I think it's chamomile.
Chamomile is correct, Abe. Do you want relax, geography, or sequels and prequels?
Can I go with sequels and prequels, please?
You can go with sequels and prequels. Question 18. 1976's Future World was a sequel to which 1973 movie?
Waterworld?
It's not Waterworld, I'm afraid. Thank you. All right, thanks, Abe. Marcus in Brighton East. Hey, Marcus. Marcus, you there?
Sorry, yes.
No, that's Hi. Marcus, 1976's Future World was a sequel to which 1973 movie?
Oh, God, I don't know. Future World. Bizarro World. I don't know.
Thanks, Marcus. Oh, dear. A few people do have it. Well done. Anne, Eric, Morgan, Tana, Adrian. Let's see. Darren is giving us a ring from Adelaide. Hey, Darren.
Hey, how are you, Suzanne?
Well, now you're a first-time caller, I understand.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Question 18. 1976 Future World was a sequel to which 1973 movie?
That will be Westworld.
It was Westworld. As you're a first-time caller with your first question, correct?
Thank you.
Been very liberal with the old applause tonight. Darren, do you want sequels and prequels, geography, or relax?
I think I'll take sequels and prequels.
Okay, question 19. Young Hyacinth was a 2016 prequel to which classic British sitcom?
Oh, my God, I have no idea. That is way too far from the previous question for me to know that one.
It is quite the jump. Hey, thanks, yeah. Thanks, Darren.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, bye-bye. Who have we got? Steve. Oh, my curse is doing funny things. There we go. Steve in Tokemoor. Hey, Steve.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. Welcome back.
Thank you. Steve, Young Hyacinth was a 2016 prequel to which classic British sitcom?
Keeping Up Appearances.
Yeah, it's got to be Keeping Up Appearances.
It was my birthday yesterday.
As in the yesterday that just left us?
24/7. What date was Pearl's birthday?
24. Well, was Pearl's... No, I think it was yesterday today. So
I'm a 24/7.
I think you've got the same birthday. Do you want some...
Yeah, I was born in 1960, so I was Route 66 yesterday. I ended up DJing the pub. Singing and pulling out my harmonica, which apparently was in tune.
I'm very glad to hear it. Now, Steve, I'm sorry. I feel like I've talked too much last hour. We better get on. We better crack on. Okay. So do you want sequels and prequels?
Sequels and prequels.
Okay. Question 20. The Starlight Barking is a sequel to which 1956 novel by Dodie Smith, The Starlight Barking?
Never heard of either of them. I was going to give a shout out to Ben in Preston, and I was in statues, and I thought the statue in Wall Street was the wolf, not the bear or the bull. Yeah. So anyway, I hope everyone has a good laugh and enjoy the night.
All right, and happy birthday to you, Steve. Here's Kate from Yamina Beach.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Sorry, I didn't know. I couldn't hear the first name. I wanted to wish Pearl happy birthday, but I remember last year I wished it to her and you said, I think she's already gone to bed.
I don't know if she's still up. Pearl, if you're up, the celebrations are continuing, and now we know we have to add Steve to our birthday list.
Oh, I tell you, it's a busy year. And welcome back, Suzanne. It's lovely to hear your voice again.
Thanks, Kate. Now, question 20. The Starlight Barking is a sequel to which 1956 novel by Dodie Smith?
Ah, I've heard of it, darling, but I'm sorry, Suzanne. I don't know that sequel. Let you go. Catch you next time.
All right. Thanks very much. Thanks. Kate, let's chat to Mark in Port Perry. Hello, Mark.
Yeah. I watched this one. And Geelong, the Cats had a good win tonight.
Well done, the Cats.
Yeah, they had a good win. I knew that question, Westworld.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that question. But this one, but what's this question?
This question is, The Starlight Barking is a sequel to which 1956 novel by Dodie Smith?
No, I don't know.
All right, Mark, thank you. Gary in Oakley.
Hello, how are you, Suzanne?
Gary, any ideas what book The Starlight Barking is a sequel to?
101 Dalmatians.
101 Dalmatians is correct, Gary.
Now, with Westworld and Futureworld, that was written a novel by a first movie directed by Michael Crichton, who wrote The Andromeda Strain, which is very good, and also did the Jurassic Park novels.
Thank you very much for that information, Gary.
Yep.
All right. Hopefully we'll crack this soon. 21, relax or geography?
Geography, please.
21. Nightlifers, I think we need a few more people on the line. You could, I mean, not Gary, I'm not casting aspersions on you. I'm just saying I need some insurance. I need some backup here. 21. The strait linking the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans in Chile's territorial waters is named for which Portuguese explorer who crossed it in 1520?
Magellan.
Yes, that is correct. Ooh. Relax or geography?
Geography, please.
All right, so that was Magellan. 22. What is the name of Belarus's currency?
Oh, hang on. Belarus. Now, they're next to Russia. I'm trying to think. I'm wondering if it's the ruble as well. No, obviously not.
Oh, well, is that your answer?
Yeah.
No, I was waiting to see if you were going to talk yourself in or out of it. It is correct, Gary. It is the ruble.
Okay.
Right. Okay, well, we have nothing to do but relax now. Question 23.
I wonder if there's a Frankie Goes to Hollywood question in it. Sorry.
Relax was the controversial debut single from which English band, Gary?
Oh, there you go. Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Come the answer, cometh the question. 24. Check in, unpack, relax, take a shower was the tagline for a 1998 remake of which 1960 horror film?
Oh, God, it was the Psycho.
Psycho is correct.
Oh, God.
Oh, for, I mean, don't choke, Gary. Literally, don't
That's
choke.
Right. I'm getting over pneumonia. Sorry.
Oh. Okay, 25. Which type of massage has a name that means finger pressure in Japanese?
Reiki. Hang on. Is it Gyatsu? Hang on, let me think. See, the Reiki is whatever. Gyatsu?
Yeah, shiatsu is the answer there.
Yeah, because Reiki's Japanese, but it's different. But, you know, shiatsu, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Congratulations, Gary.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you for playing. Hang on there. Greta will grab your details. We will get your winner's magnet out to you.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.